My dear brother bishops, brother priests and deacons, fellow religious, beloved seminarians, sisters and brothers in Christ, welcome to the Chrism Mass, which is one of the most important liturgies of the Church every year. We're especially happy to have those of you who are here for the first time. I would like to acknowledge in the sanctuary the presence of the new abbot of the Norbertine community here, Father Dominic Rossi. Abbot Rossi, we're very happy to have you with us today. And I'm also very happy to see the young people who are being confirmed, who are part of our celebration this morning. So welcome to your cathedral. It's delighted to have you with us. Sometime, perhaps it was in January, somebody from England sent me a copy of a small book by a Benedictine, who is a bishop in Aberdeen, Scotland. His name is Bishop Hugh Grant. And the title of the small pamphlet is Words for the Lent and Easter Season. He said something at the beginning of that pamphlet that struck me that I'd like to share with you this morning. He said, behind the sacraments stands creation. Of course, that's true about everything, isn't it? But in a very special way, it's true. Behind the sacrament stands creation, because it's nature, the beauty of creation around us, that helps us understand the sacraments and their meaning, because they're physical things that reveal to us the presence of God or the action of God. This is very clear from the prayer that those of us who are priests pray every day as we celebrate Mass at the offertory, when we say, blessed are you, Lord of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread, the wine we offer you. It will become for us the bread of life, our spiritual drink. In today's liturgy, oil, the fruit of the earth and work of human hands in another way, comes in procession to be transformed by Christ, the Anointed One, into a vehicle or instrument of the Holy Spirit in the life of the Church. And that's what we celebrate in the Chrism Mass this morning. In the Bible, we see the importance of olive oil in the daily life of God's people. In cooking for nourishment, as fuel for lamps, a healing agent in medicine, to beautify one's appearance, a sign of welcome to guests, and also used to prepare a body for burial. Our Jewish ancestors used oil to offer sacrifices, dedicate memorials, consecrate sacred objects, and also anoint priests, prophets, and kings. It symbolizes many things. It symbolizes sanctification, healing, strengthening, dedication, consecration, and sacrifice. And the Church, in the course of her history, has adopted the use of olive oil for the sacraments, which we believe are encounters with Jesus Christ. We use the oil of catechumens, which will be blessed today, sometimes called the oil of exorcism or the oil of salvation. We use it in the sacrament of baptism, praying as we do so, we anoint you with the oil of salvation in the name of Christ our Savior, and may he strengthen you with his power. The oil of the infirm is used in the sacrament of the sick, with the priest praying, through this holy anointing, may the Lord, in his love and mercy, help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit, free you from sin, save you, and raise you up. Holy Chrism, the third oil we bless, The mixture of olive oil and perfume is used for the sanctification of individuals in baptism, in confirmation, and the ordination of priests and bishops. In the celebration today, I, the bishop, will breathe over the chrism, of the container of chrism, symbolically showing the life-giving nature of the sacraments for which it is to be used. And priests, all the priests here, will join me in this blessing, signifying the sacramental authority which they share with the bishop. So that's the meaning of our celebration today. But I'd like to address some personal words to my brother priests and bishops now. My dear brothers, these holy oils are blessed by the bishop, and then, according to the ritual, are entrusted to priests. Not just given to priests, but entrusted to priests. These oils, which are oils of healing, strengthening, and consecrating, symbolized our vocation as priests. A vocation not to harm, but to heal. A vocation not to weaken, but to strengthen. A vocation not to desecrate, but to consecrate. My dear brothers, do not underestimate the gift that your priesthood is for the church. When Saint Pope John Paul II was asked, "What do priests look for in a priest?" he answered with one word, Christ, the Anointed One. That's who the people of the church want and expect to see in you and in me. When you celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, Jesus' forgiveness heals the people. His word in your sound preaching strengthens them, and His Holy Spirit consecrates when you baptize and celebrate the sacraments of the church. At the end of our liturgy this morning, the sacred oils are entrusted to you. The word is significant because to entrust means to give over to another for care, for protection, and for performance. You must keep the meaning of the oils safe and fresh in yourself. Before we can transmit the oil to others, we must receive it. We must take it home, not just to the church, but to our hearts. We must treasure it. And we must personally be healed and strengthened and consecrated ourselves before we can be the presence of Christ that does that for others. And so this is the meaning of the renewal of our priestly promises this morning. Just as the oils are blessed and made fresh each year, so must our priestly commitment be made new. We renew, make new, our priestly promises. I would like to invite the laity of the church who are present here in great numbers to join me in showing our gratitude for the gift of the priesthood of Jesus Christ in the lives of our priests here. Do not underestimate the gift that you are to the people of the church. But, my dear friends, the laity, you are not off the hook. In just a few days, we will be celebrating Easter, which is the time of the renewal of our baptismal promises, which are more important and more fundamental than the promises that the priests and bishops will make today. They're more important for you, but they're also the most important part of who we are, because priests are Christians before they are priests. All of us, because of the anointing at our baptism and our confirmation, are once again made priests and prophets and kings. You are called by God to be a source of encouragement to those of us who serve you as priests, because it's your faithful living of the gospel that makes all the difference in our lives. If our preaching has no effect, if our gift of our whole life in the service of the church is to be effective, we have to see the fruits of that in the lives of the faithful. So, be faithful to the promises of your baptism and show us that fidelity by the way you live your lives. My dear brother priests, my dear brother and sister faithful and religious, it's important for us to now keep the Triduum, the sacred days that begin tonight in final preparation for Easter. If possible, if you want to be serious about this, the laity ought to take off from work. That seems like a radical thing to do. But these are important days. All of us, at least, can turn off our screens. The screens that sell us things and inform us about things and distract and entertain us. Because we need to immerse ourselves more deeply in the mysteries of Christ that are celebrated this weekend. His glorious death for us on the cross, his joyous resurrection, which is the gift of eternal life to all of us from the Father. So we pray the Lord that our celebration together this morning will be the beginning of this time of entry into the mysteries of these holy days. May the Lord make this the best ever Lent and the best ever Easter in our lives.